We're very, very excited. Today, we are launching the electronic immigration system, which we have named ELIS in recognition of Ellis Island. And this is really the beginning of the future of our agency. We historically have been a paper-based agency in which applicants and petitioners submit their papers to us in hard copy, and we move hard copy paper around the nation. And now, today, we are launching a new online immigration system, which for the first release, the first phase, allows certain applicants to submit their applications online and allows our adjudicators to adjudicate those cases online, saving us tremendous resources, saving the applicant time, and really gaining incredible efficiencies.
I've heard kind of horror stories, if you will, from people who have had problems getting things done with regards to immigration services. And what I've heard you say in the past and again today is that this is going to really change how you're doing your work to kind of streamline things. So tell me how exactly this is going to streamline things and change things for the people who work at USCIS and also the people who are your customers, the people who are getting services from you.
I appreciate that. Well, let me start first with the customer. Now an individual will be able to submit an application online, upload supporting documents online, receive case updates in real time through electronic means, and develop an account so that their applications over time, if they go through the immigration life cycle and go from one benefit to another, with the ultimate goal, of course, being naturalization, they now establish a single account, and all of those applications pass through their account. It's a much more streamlined and efficient process for them. And, of course, for us, no longer will we have to accept an application in hard copy and mail it to a particular office throughout our country where the adjudication will take place. And should a question or issue arise with an application, we won't have to mail it to another location within our agency. Now everyone in the agency will have, ultimately, will have online access to the documents, to the application, gaining tremendous efficiencies.
Do you have estimates of how many months or perhaps even years this could shave off the wait time?
Well, remember, years-long wait times are really not a function of the work of our agency, but rather the availability of visas by operation of law. Most of our benefits are obtainable within several months. It ranges depending on the particular benefit type. But for the benefit that is the subject of this first release that we're launching today, we estimate a 15% time savings.
That's still quite significant. So who are the lucky people who might see the benefits immediately?
The first group of benefit seekers that will avail themselves of our electronic immigration system are individuals who are filing the Form I-539. It's an application to extend or change non-immigrant status. Many, many students, for example, use the Form I-539, foreign students seeking the ability to obtain their education here in the United States.
Alejandro Mayorkas is Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Now, you had some initial setbacks in moving this forward. You had planned to launch in mid-December of 2011, and you had to change some of your goals to kind of make the change. So remind us what the issues were and where you've come.
I appreciate that. You know, this is... This effort is called transformation, and it's called transformation for a reason, because we are really transforming the agency from a paper-based agency to an electronic one, to an online environment. It's a very complex and challenging effort, It's something that other organizations have not succeeded in accomplishing, whether in the public or the private sector. And we did indeed meet scheduling challenges and other challenges as such a complex undertaking, as is characteristic of such a complex undertaking. But I have to tell you, it's through the perseverance, the dedication, the incredibly hard work of our employees that we have reached this day. And we're incredibly excited and incredibly proud, not only for our customers, of course, but frankly for each other here in this agency.
So going forward, what do you think might be some of the challenges, or how are you preparing? First of all, you've got people there who are used to having stacks of papers on their desks. So that's one thing. And of course, you have a lot more than just these student visa applicants to deal with. So what are some of the challenges that you're foreseeing?
Well, I'll tell you what we anticipate is we anticipate increasing the number of benefit types that are introduced into this online environment over the coming months and couple years. We're proceeding in what we call a phased approach, which is a best practice when transforming an agency such as ours, which receives 6 to 7 million applications a year. We have worked very closely and collaboratively with each other here in the agency. We've gone through training. We have prepared our adjudicators who are going to start adjudicating these cases online. We've prepared them for the changes in their day-to-day work, and they're very excited about it. We've tested it. We've tested it with them, and this is a very successful launch today.
This is phase one of your launch. What is phase two?
So what we're going to be doing in the next, I would say, 45 days is retooling and refining some of the characteristics of the initial launch here. And then we're going to be going into phase two, which will add organizational account capabilities, individual account capabilities, as we look to what our next benefit type will be. And we're studying that right now.
And very briefly, what's the top lesson that you've learned that other agencies going through their own transformation from paper to electronic, you think can help them in their road?
Well, I would say this: have faith and confidence, and put trust in your people. Because if you really give them the license to be innovative, imaginative, and design the vision of the agency to which they are dedicated, success will come.